cold chill up your spine. It'll get your ass moving, some will burn in daylight.
Howdy there, I'm Matt McKinley, and we're burning daylight. Welcome to Burning Daylight, the only podcast for the working cowboy. And we're back, daylight burners. Welcome back. Welcome back, Jake. Coming off a really good weekend of gambling. The weekends that probably ruin a lot of marriages farther down the line, you know? It's like, remember that time I only missed two games all weekend. I only missed two games, two fucking games.
Yeah. I think this pretty much brings me back to even on the season, maybe a little bit better.
Yeah. I'm kind of right there with you. Like I hit a stupid, like a ridiculous player prop on Thursday night. I love those. I love when those hit. They very rarely do, but man, I had a good feeling about it, and I'll see if I can find it. But it was a conglomeration of just, I just threw everything at the board, and it was pretty glorious, I gotta say. But I started off the week strong on Thursday for sure. I mean, it was I literally hit every way I could on this one. It was I had the over, and here we go. I had Tennessee plus 10 and over 30, and so that hit at minus 140. And then my props wager was Will Levis over 203.5 passing yards. Kenny Pickett will have under 217.5. TJ Watt will have over a half sack. Derrick Henry over 74 or over 73.5 rushing yards, and Kenny Pickett will have under 1.5 passing TDs, and those all hit. So at 1100 plus 1100.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, I was happy with that one.
Start of the week.
And then also looking back on it, of course, hindsight's 2020. That was actually pretty good. I mean, obviously it hit, but I was actually pretty, I was like, for throwing a whole bunch of shit into a parlay like that, I thought all of those were pretty solid picks, you know, and it turns out I was right. but I, it wasn't just, I mean, I like I said, it's a whole bunch of shit up there, but like I knew Will Levis had kind of lit it up the week before. Kenny Pickett's terrible. TJ Watt is like, it was for that one prop alone, TJ Watt over a half sack was like minus 250 or something like that. So, I mean, they knew he was going to get a sack. Derrick Henry. He gets stronger as the season goes on for whatever reason. And yeah, Kenny Pickett sucks. So I was like, I thought those were all pretty solid. I had solid reasoning behind all of them. And it's nice when it pays off.
Yeah, that one's pretty solid.
And then, yeah, all the way around, I just had a good weekend. So hit the over by taking it down to 20. Titans covered. So I jacked that up plus 10. I took the under with the Dolphins Chiefs, and that hit.
Under there.
It looked like maybe that over was going to hit. I mean, it was 21-0 at at half. You knew the Dolphins were going to score at some point. So I was like, I hope it doesn't just turn into a track meet in the second half. But no, it was typical overseas game. It was not much going on.
Yeah. Overseas, it's always going to start out a little slow. So.
Yeah, it was under was a good pick there. I think we both had that. Vikings, Falcons. I'll have to look and see. I don't remember if I bet them or not. I think I might have stayed away.
I'm looking it up now. I'm pretty sure I took the Falcons. Did not expect Dobbs to come out like that.
No. Let's see. I don't see them on. Yeah, I don't think I bet that game. So, or at least I'm not seeing it. No, I did not bet that game. So I didn't know what Josh Dobbs was going to do. Is that a one and done deal? Is that just you think he blew his load just because it was a big trade, or is he actually going to be a baller?
I don't know. He came off the bench, right?
I think so. I didn't watch much of that game. I watched there at the end because it was close, but
I only caught the end. I don't know. Jefferson comes back, maybe he does okay for the rest of the year. Who knows?
Yeah, it sure doesn't hurt having Justin Jefferson to throw to. So is throw in the direction of that guy will go. Cardinals, Browns. I took the under on this and that. That hit, what was it? It was 38.5, so easily cleared that.
That's going to be an interesting one. I can't remember who that quarterback is, but I'm never going to have to see him again, so.
Yeah, no shit. So apparently,
Cooper finally blew
Kyler's
up.
Back. What's that?
Oh, I was just saying that Cooper finally blew up in this game. Oh, sorry, I'm looking at the wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, Mari Cooper. Yeah, he went up five for 139 and a TD. Not bad. The Browns are a weird one. They could be really, really good. I don't know. That was an easy one. I don't know who Cardinals had at quarterback. Apparently, Kyler's back this week.
Yeah.
And the Browns Ravens this weekend is going to be a good one. We'll get to that in a minute. But I didn't watch any of that game. No need to.
Nope.
Rams Packers. I didn't bet that one either.
I watched a little bit of it. It was not that interesting.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of it. There was some pretty good games going on early. And then, the Cowboys Eagles games on the later afternoon was really good.
That was great.
I bet this. I think I had Washington. What did I? I had Washington plus 3, and so that hit. They gave that. That should have been a push, but they. All right, I'll take it.
All right. Nice.
I ain't going to bitch about it. Thank you, mybookie.com. Throw a guy a bone every now and then. Yeah, so Howell was three for 3, 25 touchdown and a pick. I didn't watch much of this game either. Like I checked on it here and there, but not much. Two teams, not like I don't know what the hell's going on with either one of them. Like, yeah.
I mean, Patriots look really bad. Commanders look.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not as bad.
Yeah, not as bad, but you know, they're be within a game of 500, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get either one of those teams. You know, they're just like, I'm not sure what they're trying to do. You know, because like they have a pretty decent offense. You know, he's got some weapons behind him, and the kid can sling it around a little bit. But then they really went like fire sale. Yeah, but then they went like fire sale on their defense at the trade deadline, and yeah, you're just like. And their offensive line's not good, so you're like, I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's typical Washington. They're just one of those classic, just terrible franchises, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, like when they were good, that was kind of like before our time. So I don't know. It's weird. Like ever since we've known the Redskins, Commanders, Washington football team, whatever the fuck they want to call themselves, they've just not been good at all.
There was like 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe like, when I was in like high school.
Yeah. And then they had that flash with RG3. And then.
Oh, yeah.
And then with Cousins, it was like they might make the playoffs. But they definitely weren't making it past the first round. Yeah, I don't know. They're just not a good team.
Franchise. They don't make good moves. Like I don't understand the defensive part.
Like who? Yeah, got a sneeze there. Got stuck. who's their owner nowadays? I don't even know who owns that damn team.
Wasn't he forced to sell?
I think so. Snyder was, but so is that still in process? Is he still like owner, like in transition,
I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? Whatever that ends, it's probably good for the franchise.
Yeah, Dan Snyder's a terrible owner, but as far as being good at football anyways, like he was not good at that. Bears Saints, I didn't watch any of that. I didn't bet it. It was
me neither.
It was a dumb game. This is one of the games I lost. I had Seattle -3, I think, or 3.5. That didn't happen. Holy shit, they got blown out.
I took Ravens here. I watched some of this game, and then it just seemed like there's more interesting stuff on, so I switched it over.
So that's exactly what happened to me, too.
And controlled.
I had them in a parlay. It was like a 6-leg parlay that would have. I think it would have paid me like $850 if it, and Seattle was the only one to not hit. God damn it! But yeah, that was the only game I missed on Sunday was Baltimore Seattle, and Ravens looked good.
Mitchell had like a huge day, and he wasn't really the starting running back. I think he had like a 70-yard run or something like that. So the numbers are a little bit inflated there, but sounds like they might be moving to kind of a rotation thing with the running backs. And then you add in like Lamar there too. That's a lot of running backs. A lot of running
yards. Then he could also drop 400 yards through the air on you as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Ravens looking good. They're hitting their stride right now, it seems like, and they're going to be tough to beat. Not that they can't be beat, but it's going to be a fucking dogfight. Their defense looks good, and yeah. That was a fun little game. 39-37 Texans over the Buccaneers.
This is a fun game.
Yeah. CJ Stroud, man, I didn't see that coming at all. Like what he's done this year. He is dude is balling out of control. He is lighting it up.
He looked really good too.
Yeah.
Like really accurate. You know, it didn't look so much just like got some big plays here and there or something like that. It just like looked in control the whole game.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I bet Texans money line. Maybe I didn't.
I didn't bet this
one.
I
didn't bet this one. I was looking at it and I had Nico Collins on my fantasy team, and he did pretty good.
I had Stroud.
But I mean, Stroud was he was spreading it around though too.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, 470 yards for 5 touchdowns. It's a hell of a day. That's a hell of a day in college, let alone the NFL, man.
Yeah.
And Buccaneers, like, they're not a good team, but they're not a bad defense. So that's I don't know. Like that was it was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it was impressive. I'd be a little worried if my quarterback put up 470 yards and we only won by 2 points.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit, right? Yeah, especially having like a defensive genius as your head coach. But yeah. I mean, maybe they just don't got the talent on defense, you know? Like, I don't know. Whatever they're doing on offense seems to be working pretty well, but yeah, I don't know. They're still in rebuild mode. This is just kind of a happy surprise for them at this point, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like that's going to be looking really good in a year or two.
Yeah.
You know, give Stroud a little bit more playing time, a little bit more consistency.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, that's a fun little team to watch. You know, I mean, CJ Stroud's lighting it up, and I don't know, like it's one of those, like when the good games are already done or whatever, and like they're always kind of in it, so you're like, I'll throw that on and watch, see that dude slinging around a little bit.
Yeah, I haven't really watched them much this year, but I would think I'll watch more.
Like I said, it's not good football, but it's fun. It's fun football, you know.
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Colts, Panthers, I didn't bet this.
I didn't either.
Yeah. The Colts are, like, almost good, but they're, like, still not quite. Panthers are terrible.
Yeah, pretty sure they get hurt. I feel a whole lot different about the Colts, but...
Yeah. I don't know. They're like... Like they're not that far from being pretty good, but they're still they're just not that good. And
no, and not fun to watch.
Yeah, exactly. No need to do anything there. I bet the under on this game. There's another just toilet turd bowl. Giants Raiders.
Took the Raiders there.
I mean, Raiders won big, as they should, but yeah. You get blown out by 24 and still don't hit the over for the game. It's that's a sad state of affairs. So the Raiders were happy. You know, sounds like they were really glad to be rid of McDaniels.
Oh, there's some weird stuff, weird stories about him. Like they had like a team meeting and pretty much like kicked him out in the middle of the meeting.
Yeah. And he had Antonio Pierce give a speech, you know, to like pump the team up, and because they were like the team was like, hey, you got to stop treating us like this. Like, we're not, this ain't the Patriots over here. And so like he called on Antonio Pierce to like, you know, speak up for the coaches. And so like he gave a pretty good speech and kind of got the team back on, whatever rah-rah bullshit he did. And then McDaniels pulled him aside when he was done and was like, don't ever mention the Patriots like that. And I was like, holy shit, man. You're like, you're not at the Patriots anymore, yeah? And you're the head coach of the fucking Raiders. You know, worry about the Raiders. And I don't know. That guy's, I mean, just
it sounds like no one liked him there.
Yeah.
And that was the final straw.
Do you think Belichick disciplined him like a Catholic schoolboy?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's wrong, because
it's something weird there though.
Like, he was effective as a coordinator with the Patriots, and then just completely trash every single place that he's head coach.
Yeah, but he like tries to, you know, and I understand trying to like bring some of that culture from New England, you know, the Belichick way or whatever. But
that's,
you know, you can't mimic a guy like that. You know, like, you have to do your own thing at some point, and it seems like he's just like a little drone of Belichick that can't think without Belichick there, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. Some of that is probably Belichick. I'm sure a lot of it's Belichick, but, like, you also had Tom Brady, and, like...
Yeah.
Now you don't.
Yeah, and it's... I don't know. Yeah, I don't get it. I hate the Raiders, so I was glad to see it all happen in real time. But as much as I hate the Raiders, I feel better for the guys there. You know, they were like smoking cigars and shit for beating up on the Giants, you know, who are just, I mean, goddamn. I know they got two wins, but I think they might be the worst team in football, you know.
Oh yeah, and hey, yeah, did their quarterback get hurt too now?
Yeah, because they're the DeVito guy, is he hurt too?
Oh no, never mind. You're right. That was last week. Okay.
Yeah, so they're back to Tommy DeVito or something like that. Not Danny DeVito, I know that, but.
Yeah, maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what the Raiders can do with McDaniels out of the picture. They still got Antonio Pierce as interim, so Cowboys Eagles, I bet the over, and I bet the Eagles to cover 3.5. It was a good game. Dak pissed it away there at the end.
I bet Cowboys money line. Really?
Did you really?
Yeah, I really hope they were going to pull that out, didn't they?
Man, they almost did. They almost did. Dak fucked it up.
Yeah.
Man.
That's Cowboys way.
Yeah, he's... I mean, it's like... Yeah, it's Tony Romo. Like, Tony Romo would do that too. Light it up for the game. Like, be right there on the cusp, and then, I mean, he literally did that. Didn't he fumble a snap for the field goal one time?
Yeah, they can't seem to win the big game. Games don't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good game to watch, though. I enjoyed it. Eagles look really good. 8-1. They're fucking cruising. And then Joey B looked good. Josh Allen was all right, but the Bengals are another team's hitting their stride. So that, man, the fucking AFC North is tough. Really tough.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good division.
Yeah, all four of those teams are.
Well, hang on, they're
the.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nasty division. And they're all. I mean, the Bengals, they played decent defense, but they don't play defense like the other three. But those other three have really good defenses. Steelers, they got TJ Watt and Minka Fitzpatrick. That alone's nasty. Cleveland's been playing good defense. They were like 5-3. Baltimore's looking really good. And then the Bengals are hit. I don't know who wins that division, honestly. It's right up in the air still.
I mean, I think it's the Ravens. But the Bengals look significantly better than they started out, so maybe they're just going to tear the rest of the season.
Yeah, and they could. And yeah, I don't see Cleveland winning it, but they're going to play spoiler somewhere, I imagine. And that's a tough division. That was a good game though. So I hit over and I had Bengals -2 at home. I thought that was a pretty easy pick.
I took that as well.
I got greedy on Monday night. I did a parlay instead of just taking the under. Like, Jets, take the under on the Jets. They're like the Broncos last year. Even if they don't win, that defense is good, and you're going to hit the under. I picked them to cover. They did not, but so I should have just stuck with the under.
I tried to parlay it. Not a parlay though. So I 50-50 on that one. I thought the Jets defense would hold the Chargers enough. I didn't think the Chargers were that good. So
no, but that yeah, they had a punt return for a touchdown, so that hurt. And then, Zach Wilson just kept turning the ball over. And, the offense just could not score. And just, you'd see, Garrett Wilson made some pretty incredible catches. And you're just like, put it close to that guy. Just throw it in the general area. Try to get it to him.
Rodgers is supposed to be back in like a couple weeks now, so
I know. He's like planting off his back foot and throwing, and you're just like, how? The guy's a fucking robot. He is a goddamn robot. Alien and a robot.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm shocked to see him like with that, like walking on his own. Looking fine, and then he goes out and starts throwing too. I'm like, wow, this is incredible.
Hopefully he's not rushing. That's insane. That's insane. So, all in all, it was a good weekend. Also, I had a five game parlay, I think, that hit. So, yeah. Fun week for me. Hopefully this week will be the same. We'll get into it. I guess you bet some basketball, huh?
Yeah, it's not going well. But college is starting. I'm usually a little bit better at college than NFL or NBA.
Yeah.
I think I need to just start betting Jokic to hit a triple-double every single game.
No shit. Like, that's just what he does.
Yeah.
I don't know basketball, but that's what I've heard. Anyways, they just said that's he's just good for it. Starting out the week with some real junky shit. Carolina at Chicago. We got the 1-7 Panthers going to the 2-7 Bears. Overs at 38.5. Bears -3.5 at home. I'm gonna bet it, but I shouldn't. I'm gonna take Carolina money line.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Carolina money line.
All right, I'm gonna take the under.
I'll probably take the under as well. 38.5. Yeah. I'm gonna take Carolina money line. And the under, probably not going to parlay that.
I wouldn't.
But I am going to take it. I'll watch it because it's Thursday night and it's the only game on. But it's not going to be good. Be like eating a day old cheeseburger. I mean, it's food, but it's not good anymore. Even reheated, it's not good. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably be forced to watch it because I'm going to be training trivia at that time at the bar, but I would prefer to watch basketball.
Yeah, no joke. But yeah, this Thursday night, Carolina at Chicago, it is a day-old cheeseburger of NFL games. We got a lot of day-old cheeseburgers coming up on Sunday. We got Colts at the Patriots. Got Colts -1.5 over at 43. This is disgusting. I'm taking the under.
I'll take the under as well.
I don't know who wins that, but yeah, take the under.
I'm sure you're not getting up for it.
No. Is this the this is the games they should be sending to Germany and the UK. Yeah. Like, don't waste the Chiefs Dolphins matchup in fucking Frankfurt, you know? Like let them play where that was ever, you know, wherever it was supposed to land at the, you know, here in the States, and let that be a real fucking game. But no, Frankfurt. I'm okay with the Colts and the Patriots in Frankfurt. I'm not going to watch this, but I will bet the under, especially being that it's going over to Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as who wins, who cares? Bet the under. That's a solid bet. Browns, Ravens. This is an interesting one. We got Ravens -6 at home. Overs at 37.5. I like Cleveland to cover. I'll take them with the points. I think Baltimore wins that game. I'm tempted to take the under, but that's pretty low.
I don't know. This is going to be a really good game. I assume
it's... Yeah.
I assume it's going to stay pretty close. Just because the Browns D's, I think, can, you know, at least have put up some guardrails here. Baltimore -6.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think Cleveland covers. Just that defense is really good. This If you like defensive football, though, this is a fun game to watch, and running football. I mean, like, if you like a good run game, both teams have a good run game. So,
yeah.
It's old school football.
Yeah, I'll probably wait a little bit, see if that line moves. Because if it goes to 7, maybe I'll move it over to the Browns.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what... Let's see what you can get the alt line as. If you get the Browns... Oh, yeah. Six and a half. It's -118. I don't have any sevens. I don't know. I don't particularly like that line for Baltimore. I think that's a lot more like a field goal game. If I had to guess, it's going to be a nasty, like gritty, dirty AFC North rivalry game. So I bet I'm tempted to take the under, but I think Cleveland covers that.
All right.
And then watch it be like a 41-38 game, and we lose and Cleveland wins it, Just completely fucked my bet there. But now I think it'll be pretty low scoring and probably a field goal game, but we'll see. Niners going to Jacksonville. We got Niners -3 over at 45.5. I like the under again. And I like the Niners -3.
This should be an okay game here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Niners haven't looked as strong as I thought the last few weeks, and I've lost betting on them also the last few weeks.
I have too. I still trust them, though. They got better on defense, which I didn't think was, I wasn't sure how you could get better on defense, but then they went and got Chase Young. So line him up with Nick Bosa. I mean, that defense is nasty. Yeah. They're coming off a bye. Trevor Lawrence hasn't looked all that great. I don't know. This seems like a good game for the Niners to get back on track. I think everybody's healthy back over there too. I think McCaffrey's going to be back. So, I think Niners roll.
Yeah, I mean -3. I'm still going to take it, but I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that under hits. I don't think Jacksonville puts up many points on the Niners, and I can see them, getting up, 21-10 at halftime and then just cruising, just pound the rock. That's all they're going to have to do.
Yeah, I don't know. Jacksonville put up some points, though.
Yeah, they can, but I don't know. That Niners defense is, well, until they got, who was it that put a bunch of points on him?
Dallas.
It was Dallas, huh?
They beat up on Dallas.
Yeah, they beat the shit out of Dallas.
Bengals put up 31 on last week.
That's right. That's right. Jacksonville ain't as good as, they don't have the offense that Bengals have, so I don't know. I think Niners roll. I think they probably beat them touchdown or better, but it could be closer than that, but I still like them at at minus three.
Should be a good game at least.
Yeah, it should be. I think it'll be a good game. Saints, Vikings. I don't fucking know. I'm not betting that game.
I'm not either. I'm curious to see how Dobbs does second week. Not enough to watch that game.
But yeah.
I'll check in.
Also,
check
not enough
afterwards.
Not enough to take the over either. that'd be the only thing I was kind of slightly looking at, but I was also like, yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen enough from that guy to. I mean, I don't think he fucking knows how he's gonna do. You know, he just got there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm staying away from that game. Texans at the Bengals. We got Bengals minus 6.5 over at 48. I kind of like the over. And I think I like the Texans to cover. I think. I might see if that line moves any later on, but I do like the over. Texans can put up some points. The Bengals are throwing it around pretty good, so I like the over.
All right. I think I'm going over here. But I don't know. This should be a really good game. I think Burrow's has looked pretty good recently.
Yeah.
So I don't really like that.
It's a fun game.
-6.5.
Yeah, I mean, I could be talked into the Bengals -6.5, but right now I'm gonna watch the line, see if it tightens up any. But yeah, I'm looking forward to watching this game. That's gonna be a fun one. Packers at the Steelers. Packers or Steelers -3.5. Overs at 39. Give me that under.
You get 39.
Yeah,
I'm
getting.
Yeah, I'm in 37.5. 39 definitely. 37.5. I still might take that under.
I would be leaning towards taking the under on that too. Like Packers got a decent defense. Pittsburgh, all they have is defense, and yeah. Jordan Love throws a bunch of picks, so it's it might be like 14-7 all on defensive touchdowns, you know.
Yeah. It's not fun to watch the Packers this year.
No.
It probably won't be great either. Yeah, I don't know.
This is not a fun game to watch.
Yeah, I might stay away from this one.
Yeah, I'm taking the under, but yeah, that's not a fun game to watch. It's kind of it's kind of gross. Titans at the Buccaneers. You got Buccaneers -1 at home. Overs at 38. I like Titans money line. That's the better value there.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
doesn't even make sense because essentially money line is +1 anyways, right?
Yeah, I don't know how they figure that out. So for audio listeners, we've got Titans +1, so it's essentially a pick 'em, but they're given just a slight edge. They're just given home field advantage to Tampa. And so if you pick the Titans to cover +1, so you, which
I guess technically you push at +1.
I guess so. So they got their +1 at -111, but if you take them Titans to win money line. It's minus 105. So, yeah, I'm give me money line. I think they win that. Because, yeah, I guess the only you would push if they lost by one. So, yeah, just give me money line and probably the under, but I'm not sold on the under, but
yeah, I think I'm staying away from this one.
Probably should, but the games haven't, they don't get much better this week. So I figure might as well. And then we got Falcons at the Cardinals. We got Atlanta -1. Overs at 42.5. Falcons are playing Heinicke. The Cardinals got Kyler Murray coming back. I don't fucking know. And I don't think I'm going to bet that game.
I think I might take the under here.
Not a bad play. Yeah, I'm gonna stay away because who knows, that a little midget might come out and run for 4 touchdowns or something like that, and you know, fuck up your own overs and.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen. I kind of doubt it. The team's worse than last time he was playing with them.
Yeah, they're not good. I don't know. Atlanta's not exactly like
good.
No, but they're kind of like Indy. Like, they're not far from being a pretty good team. Like, they're kind of close. But, yeah,
I don't
know.
They don't know how to call plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm Bijan.
Yeah. So I'm just going to stay away from that. The under, if I was to take anything, I'd look at the under, but I'm going to steer clear. Lions Chargers. This is a pretty interesting game. We got Lions -2.5 going to the Chargers, which, I mean, nobody really has a home field advantage in LA. It's essentially a neutral site.
I don't know. I mean, being out there, like, people like the Chargers.
Do they?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well,
I don't.
I stand corrected. I couldn't tell you. I thought that the only Chargers fan I ever met was Tim, and and yeah. I take that back. I take that back because my buddy Jeremiah Wilbur, he's a Chargers fan. I didn't know that till just the other day. So I've met 2 Chargers. Well, of course, Tim's off the wagon now. He's not a Charger fan anymore. I don't know who his football team is. Is he Bronco fan or what's his deal?
I don't know. He was probably Jets until Rodgers got hurt.
Right. Yeah, because he was, you know, a New York kid or whatever. And
sure.
Yeah. He's gonna be so mad if he does listen. he pops in every now and then. So, all right. So we got Detroit -2.5 on the road favorite over at 48.5. I like the under. Yeah, and I like Detroit -2.5.
Yeah, I got my -1.5.
Oh Detroit shit! I'd like. Yeah, I think Detroit. I think Detroit wins by probably a touchdown. Man, Chargers. I don't. Just the same old Chargers. I got a ton of talent and don't know what the fuck to do with it.
Yeah. I don't know. They should be pretty good, but I think Detroit looks pretty solid this year. I don't know. It's kind of toss up here.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I just so if we go like offense versus offense, they're both pretty dynamic on offense. They can put up some points. They both got pretty solid defenses. Like San Diego should be better. They've got some pretty elite players on defense. So go to head coaching. I like Dan Campbell better than whoever the dude is in San Diego. So give me the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me. I actually like the Lions, but whatever. I think they're gonna win.
Yeah, and I like that under. I like the under a lot. So, Giants, Cowboys, -16 for Dallas. Over at 38.5. I'm gonna stay away from that game.
I am too. I'm tempted to take that -16.5.
I am too. I'm also tempted to take it in a teaser and go like Dallas -9 over at 31.5.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that put me at -140. Yeah, I might do that. 16-point spreads. That's a trap.
Yeah, but
it feels like a trap.
The Giants.
Yeah. Last time they played them, they beat them 40-0 with Daniel Jones. So, fuck, who knows? I mean, maybe you should hammer the -16. I don't know. But I think I'll do a teaser and play it safe. Washington at Seattle. Got Seattle -6.5 over at 46. Eesh. I don't like those numbers.
I think I'm staying away from that one.
I think I am too. I think, yeah. I don't like the over. It seems like a big spread. Either way, I'm going to stay away. Jets at the Raiders for the Sunday night game. What a Sunday night game. Woo! We got Jets -1.5 on the road. Overs at 36. Eesh. Eesh.
I think I'm taking. I got Raiders +105.
That's the. It's not bad. Not bad.
New coach coming off a win. The Jets have no offense.
Yeah, that's true. Max Crosby might have a field day with Zach Wilson.
Yeah, but the unders also looks okay. Like I think said, Jets unders been hitting pretty good.
Yeah,
this year.
Yeah, I like the under. You kind of talked me into it. I've got the Raiders money line +100. I might take that. That's. That Jets defense is really good, but there's only so much you can do. And like I said, if Max Crosby goes like full berserker mode and like he's been prone to do from time to time, you know, where he can just wreck a game. Zach Wilson could get sacked, you know, 6 times, throw a couple picks, and you know. Then doesn't matter how good your defense is. Like,
right.
Yeah. So, I like the Raiders there. plus 100. Probably take the under as well. And then we got Broncos at the Bills for Monday night. +7.5 for the Broncos. Overs at 47. This is a complete homer pick, but I'm going to go Broncos money line at +285.
Honestly, I was kind of thinking that maybe I just put like, you know, $5-$10 on the money line there.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen, but like, I was talking last week, if Russ is out the door and he's trying to pad some stats so he can, you know, look good to the next team, I could see him having a game or two here down the stretch and, you know, fucking us out of a couple spots higher in the draft order. And
it's a nice fuck you on the way out.
Yeah, exactly. And then this just seems like a game that Josh Allen might lose, you know.
Yeah, and I gotta look here. I mean, it kind of seems like the Bills have not been doing as well.
No, they're very inconsistent because like they were boat racing people there for a while, and then they've, you know, that.
Yeah, I mean, they lost to Jacksonville. They barely beat the Giants. They lost to New England. Beat Tampa Bay by. Only six, and then lost to Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. So it's like that. It's not what you want.
No, and I don't know. I really like Josh Allen as a player. Like I like watching him play football, but man, he just, there's times where he just like falls to shit, and this seems like one of those games where it might happen. So I don't know. I'd probably take Denver to cover for sure. But I might sprinkle a little bit on that money line. It's looking pretty good.
Yeah, same here. I don't know. Maybe I dip that one too.
Yeah. Oh, it just seems like a classic. You know, Bills lose a game they're supposed to win, you know, by 10 points.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and over under, I'm going to stay away from that. That could turn into a shootout, or it could turn into just like a game of really sloppy football that
doesn't score
very hot.
I don't think there's any way that Denver wins a shootout.
No, I don't think so either.
My guess would be,
I don't think so either.
Go low, but whatever.
I'm not confident on the over under. I think Denver covers though, and I think there's a pretty decent shot they win that. But kind of some ugly games, but there's some interesting matchups though. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully instincts are on like they were last week. It was a good week. We need a couple of those in a row. Get back in the black. Get way in the black, you know? All right. Cool, man. Well, have a good week, and happy betting, everybody, and we'll see you next one.
See ya.
Up in the morning, beneath the stars so bright, pull your hat down, make sure your cinch is tight, horse is kind of snuffy, cold chill up your spine, it'll get your ass moving some or burning daylight. And you won't catch them all, but when you ride through make sure you sit up tall. I can see the horizon, it's looking pretty bright. We'll get your ass moving, sun, you're burning daylight. Burning daylight. Burning daylight. In the saddle till the job's done right.